Welcome back to Noob School. This is where we interview sales pros that can help you get off to a great start in sales. All right, welcome back to Noob School. Today, I've got Jack Sterling with me again. Jack is my oldest son, and we've got some business interests together. And today, we're going to talk about a new sales initiative that we're launching as part of his CloudHound business, where we're going to be training veterans that get out of the service and want to go into sales. And in particular, we're going to be training them in cybersecurity and what else?
That's pretty much it. You nailed it. We're taking members of the military as they're exiting the military.
Yeah.
There's a program called the DoD SkillBridge program.
SkillBridge. Okay.
So they keep getting their military paycheck, and for the last 2, 3, 4 months of their time in service, they get assigned to a private sector company. Could be just a direct-to-hire type situation, or in our case, we're going to take them for 2 months, train them how to sell cybersecurity to businesses, and then help them get jobs selling cybersecurity elsewhere. They could also get a job working with us selling cybersecurity. So we're really excited about it and hoping to start our first cohort here in November.
In November. So what's that, 2 weeks away?
2 or 3 weeks, yep.
And my understanding is we've got 10 people?
We have 10, up to 10. We don't have 10 commits yet, but we're up to 10 for the first cohort.
Okay. And it's all going to be web-based?
All web-based. So anybody in the world can join. It's all going to be remote. And the idea is that you don't have to be here in person to do it. Hopefully, we're going to find a job that can do the same. So you can work remotely from wherever you want to be in the world, and that can be your home base of operations.
Right. Okay. And our we kind of pay for performance, right? I mean, our business will get paid based on placing people. They have to get jobs.
Correct. So it'll be a live sales internship. So they'll be doing a left seat, right seat with us along the way.
Yeah.
Doing live sales calls, right? We're going to ask them to start on the job, essentially. So where do you want to land when you leave the military? Pick that geographic spot first, and then start mapping out who's there, who could be a good prospect for you. Start making contacts, start building your LinkedIn network, really setting yourself up for success so when you leave the military, you've already got a head of steam in your sales career versus like most people, you jump out of the military, it's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. You got to figure out what to do on the way down. So we're planning to equip and train these folks to sell, and we get paid if we place people, but we also get paid if they sell stuff, and so do they.
Yeah.
So it's really a win-win-win all around, I think.
That's good. That's good. So the program's called SkillBridge, and they continue to get paid by the government while they're in this training program, and our goal is to get them placed in a sales job that matches up kind of to what they want to do.
That's right.
Okay, that's great. That's great. And as I understand it, you know, I'll be teaching some, you'll be teaching some, but we'll bring other people in that have a specialty knowledge like LinkedIn.
Right.
Maybe LinkedIn Lindsay will help us.
Yep.
Or other people that will help with different things.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll have kind of our daily, weekly routines. You know, daily we'll have a huddle, team huddle. Weekly we'll have our sales meeting. We kind of talk about opportunities and how do we get over the hump. And then sprinkled in weekly, we'll have LinkedIn Lindsay. We'll have some of our partners from ScanSource come in to do some kind of solution-based, you know, vendor-agnostic training. We'll bring in some of our vendors through ScanSource to actually teach about, hey, this is what we do and how we operate and what's our kind of sweet spot in the market. Because that's honestly the best hiring pool of potential hiring partners that we could have is we're going to use you to train these people and then potentially place you in these companies once the internship's up.
Right. So it loosely, isn't this based on the Honor Foundation program you went through?
How so?
Well, I mean, it was before you got out, and they started to teach you things about how to get your first job and resume building.
It's loosely. I think that experience maybe informs us a little bit.
Yeah.
That the Honor Foundation was a once-a-week night school for 6 months as you're transitioning out of the military, specifically for special operations community folks. And so that opened my eyes up. I saw the value of doing that versus just the kind of the basic TAPS program that everybody gets leaving the military. It's kind of a, you know, you do a 2-day program, you learn about all the VA resources, and then they kind of just send you on your way.
Yeah.
And so it's a one size fits all. And so what we're doing here is really trying to take a small subset of people that are maybe entrepreneurial minded and are interested in sales and cybersecurity and want to maybe work for themselves as opposed to being an employee of somebody else.
Yeah.
That's it's a beautiful thing, right? To be able to write your own schedule every day, to have your own goals, right? Yeah. My goal is to hit X amount a month in this industry and work with this type of person and work with this type of vendor. And you can pick all those things for yourself. It's kind of like a choose your own adventure.
And you're a perfect example of that because you've set your life up where you're kind of you focus more on business in the mornings mm-hmm. and then the afternoons you're more, you know, working with your children.
That's right. Yeah. And that's a carryover from the early days of the pandemic when we really had, kids were sent home. We didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my wife and I both work from home already. And so we just did an AM and PM shift. I would take the morning work from, you know, 7 to noon maybe.
Yeah.
And then lunch. And then my wife and I would high five and she would go work and I would go take the kids.
Yeah.
And now that they're back in school, we've kind of maintained that same cadence. And so when I'm done for the day, noon one-ish, then it's go pick the kids up, you know, do the carpool, do whatever we have on the agenda. Maybe it's go to the pool. Maybe it's go to gymnastics, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's time with them, right? And that was my why. That was my number one reason for getting out of the military was so that I could do those things and be there with my kids.
Right.
And I work for myself. No one's going to tell me, hey, you got to be in the office until 5 o'clock, right? No one's going to say, if you were 3 minutes late, you know, we're going to... No, I just run my own program.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to help enable other veterans to do.
That's great. Well, I'm looking forward to the first class coming through here in a few weeks and helping them all get great jobs where they can kind of control their future like you have.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, it's somewhat daunting, but you know, when you feel that kind of those
plenty of time
when you feel those
out.
Those butterflies coming up. Yeah, we got 3 weeks, two and a half weeks. Yeah. You know, that's a good sign. You're headed in the right direction.
All right.
And I'm fired up that we have so much to offer. I mean, I've got close to 5 years of experience and mistakes made that I can help people, you know, condense the cycle from when you transition to when you're successful.
Yeah.
And you've got a, you know, career worth of teaching noobs to sell.
That's
and
right. So just give them the book.
We just got to, you know, tap into the pipeline of noobs coming out of the military and Bob's your uncle.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And thanks for including me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Likewise.
Bye.